I'm gonna be 30.
Right.
So I'm getting my life in order. My life is in order. You know? Everything doesn't need to be spoken on. You know, I vibrate here. You know, you can't even see the top of my hand. And that's how high I vibrate. You can't even see how high I vibrate. You know, I am a light. I am a beacon of light. Everything doesn't need to be speaking on or commentated on.
It don't need to be what?
Spoken on.
Do I have this? Do I have this? Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
Your friendly neighborhood, Damani.
And this is another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. And in layman terms, we talk about whatever we feel like talking about on this podcast. It could be love, it could be life, could be music, could be TV, could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe while you're here. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, make sure you join our Patreon, and we'll tell you more about that a little later. How y'all feeling?
Good.
Good as well.
11:11, the 11-minute meditation at 11:11 a.m., so I'm going to do another one at
11:11 p.m. Mm-hmm. Is that how long that was?
Yeah,
I ain't know what y'all said the time is for.
That's good.
I thought it was like 20 minutes.
It did feel a lot longer than it was, but then I was like, you know what? Let me just stay here until the alarm go off.
Yeah.
God, it felt short to me. But I got blinked.
It felt long until the timer went off, and then I was like, maybe it was 20 minutes. Like... So, but then now I know it was 11 minutes, but it was cool though. How was y'all meditation?
It was good. I feel like I've been in a meditative state all day.
Mm.
That could be because I read.
Oh.
I was reading.
What'd you read?
I'll tell it so.
Oh. I need to read that. How was your meditation?
It was cool. Like I said, probably it was quick. But yeah, it wasn't bad. Good.
Yeah, mine was like very fast paced. This time was kind of different. Like I just felt like I was just getting like a lot of information at one time. It was very interesting, but it was good information. All right, what are we talking about today, y'all?
Today we are talking about 2024 and what we look what we looking forward to in 2024. I think that's the topic.
Yeah, what we looking forward to in 2024. So like it's the end of the year. 2024 is literally around the corner. I mean, we got some important dates before 2024 gets here. You know, we got birthdays coming up. Mm-hmm. But by the time y'all see this,
it's probably 2024.
It'll be December.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see.
It'll be December by the time you guys see this. We'll probably be about to enter into 2024 when you guys see this. But yeah, so what are y'all looking forward to? Are y'all excited for 2024? Let's start there. Dad, wow.
I'm shaking my head.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know how I feel. I'm gonna enjoy it, but excited. I don't know yet. It's going to be fun, but I don't know if I'm excited at this very moment. I'm just focusing on being happy
in the present.
Yeah, being presently happy and staying at my edge. That's the goal for all 2024.
Is to stay at your edge. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for the people that don't know?
For me, that means to basically be right on the brink of what I'm comfortable with and constantly moving forward.
So constantly pushing your limits?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you? You said you nodded your head.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for the new year. I'm excited for the unknowns and just to see what it's gonna look like. Cause I didn't anticipate this year looking like this, and I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with that. I enjoyed it. So yeah, I think for the new year, I'm more excited for the stuff that I don't see coming. Mm. So
okay.
But yeah, otherwise I'm good. Don't let the low energy fool you. I mean, I'm high vibe, but the energy is in all the way there.
All right.
How about you? Thank you.
I'm excited for 2024. I don't know. Life is just beautiful, and that's been my whole thing. And I'm working on actively, I guess, living in my soft era and defining what that actually means, though, because I feel like people are just saying it, but like actually figuring out what that looks like for me. So I'm like, I am excited for 2024. I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. I am preparing and expecting amazing things. Just like you, I'm going to keep pushing my limits. And like one thing that I realized this morning was that like in order for me to do that, I need to figure out what resetting and regrouping actually looks like for myself. So I'm going to figure out like a routine to actually just like regroup and reset and stuff like that so that I can feel what rested or whatever I need so that I can move forward and stop hesitating on stuff. So, but yeah, I'm excited for 2024.
Yeah, I always say I'm excited. I'm glad that y'all are excited. I always say I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few years, I've been fighting for my life out here. I'll be happy. I'll be amazing. I'll be doing well. I'll be healthy. You know, but fighting for my life.
I mean, but the last years doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be what your future years are going
to
be.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. So I'm about to stop saying, oh, yeah, I'm excited. I just know what I'm doing. I'm preparing for the best. Yeah, I'm preparing to enjoy it, have an amazing time. But to say excited, I'm just taking a date one day at a time. When I wake up 2024, that day I could be like, you know what? I'm going to have an amazing day. I'm excited to have an amazing day today. That's how it's going to be. But it's going to be fun.
Okay, I get that. I mean, I have been staying very present. Well, I've been working on staying present. I've
been working on
it. I had to correct that because today I've been very present. So I think some of the things that I've been working on over the last few years, I'm starting to actually get a grasp on. And I think that's one of the things and one of the reasons why I'm excited for 2024. Because, I mean, these past few years have certainly been a journey, you know. But I've learned a lot, and I've been applying things. So I'm ready to just apply even more in 2024. That's just where I'm at. But what?
I was about to say, I feel like now I'm at the point, I finally got to the point where I have nothing to lose if I put everything into me.
Yes. That was part of my meditation. but do you want to expound on that? Or that was it?
I had something else. I don't remember it though, but I can expound. You would like me to.
Yes, expound.
So, basically just put all my eggs in the basket of me.
Mm-hmm.
So what that looks like is everything that I wanted to do, everything that I thought about doing, just go ahead and do it. For me, I've been doing the same stuff for the past couple years. Maybe not to my greatest potential, but I've been doing it trial and error, seeing what's working, what's not working, what I like, what other people like, how I want to be perceived and everything like that. And now I'm at a point where I've done the research, I've done the test trials. So now when I go, I'm going from a place where I actually have knowledge. I have information on what it is that I'm doing. Even if I don't have the information, I have the confidence that I will figure it out or find the information. I'm not really looking for help. I openly receive help, but I'm not out here hoping for somebody to co-sign or somebody to bring me up with them. Now it's like, this is what we doing. If y'all would like to help, come help. Come help a brother out. But if not, we still moving type of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, just not leaving any stone unturned, living at my fullest potential, and enjoying life, just being happy. And, like, choosing my happiness over what it feels like I should be doing. But that's it. Just choosing my happiness over what we were programmed happiness to be. Like the thought or the idea of happiness. So my true happiness over happiness.
What was that? I'm curious, what was the happiness that you feel like they programmed us to have? I'm just curious.
Everything that's outside of you. So, like, focusing on everything that's outside of you. So, how much money you got, how many trips you taking, what clothes you got on, who you around, where you going, you got something to do every day type of thing, but people be miserable. A lot of times it'd be like a coping mechanism or just to make it seem like to everybody else that I'm doing good. But people be falling apart. Like, actually talking to people, once I actually started talking to people that I felt like was doing so much better than I was, that's when I realized that everybody going through the same thing. Like, they might be better off in one area, but then in this area that you're thriving in, they like, how you doing that? I woke up like this. But, yeah, that's all I got.
Gotcha. I was just asking. That also, hearing your answer reminded me of, it was a video I saw about, basically, dude was saying, like, if everybody acknowledged that, like, we going through it, we would be closer, but because everybody's faking, nobody ever gets past that layer. Yeah, so it's just, it just be like, you know, I'm actually going through it. I actually don't know what I'm doing, actually, whatever it is. And most of the time, we don't all share that part. Yeah. It's like, that's the part that would actually bring us a lot closer, but we don't do it. So, but yeah, I definitely agree.
I was going to say, granted, like, we don't need to share every little detail with everybody, but also you can be honest about where you are. But it's weird. It's a weird thing, though, because you also don't know how people are going to react. And, I mean, this is probably, this might be just the United States thing, but you also don't know if people are going to use whatever information against you and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think that's part of the reason why people be, like, not sharing. But it's also a thing of, like, how when we were watching, what was the show? Surviving Paradise. When you was like, oh, people expect you, like, you don't believe, you're not going to believe me when I tell you the truth because you be lying. It's like, oh, you do this thing, so then you expect other people to either do that thing or not do that thing. Versus it's like, they're their own person. So it's like, you're expecting maybe how you would think or how you would react to the situation to come from that person that you're interacting with. And that's not always the case. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. So, yeah. I don't know what my point was, but that's what I said.
I think you made it.
Oh, yeah. Just like, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why we don't share as much, or be as vulnerable with people as we could. Because if you don't know how it's going to be received or reciprocated. But yeah. So, is there... What you was about to say, Tom?
It was going to be a question. Go ahead. Why does it matter how it's going to be received if you're just sharing? I'm just curious.
I feel like depending on your past experience with people, if you have past experiences with people who, like, hold that information against you or make you feel some type of way, feel bad about whether it be the spot that you're in or, like, maybe something happened and you're like, all right, well, let me confide in this person because, you know, I just need to let it out. And maybe they feel, like, judged or whatever it is. So then it makes you feel some type of way and then you don't want to share anymore. Versus, like, I think if they're... Also, some people don't react or don't have any reactions, and when you're looking for a reaction, and then sometimes you'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to tell somebody else. But I think that's why it matters, because you don't know when how they receive it or how they respond to it. You don't know how it's going to affect you in the end.
Gotcha. Okay. I was just curious.
Like, you want it to, you, if you're just venting, you might just be saying this because you want them to kind of make you feel better, or you might just want somebody to listen, but you just don't, people are unpredictable, so. That was it. Anything else?
Nope, not this time.
All right, so getting back on topic, is there any specific thing that you're looking forward to or that you hope, I guess, hope for in 2024 or hope to get from 2024? That makes sense?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how to phrase my answer.
Okay, because, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a tangible thing. Just, like, yeah, what do you hope to get from 2024? It could literally be anything. It could be a feeling. It could be a moment. It could be anything or nothing at all. All right, I'll go first. So just like you said earlier about, you know, putting all your eggs in the basket of you, right? A part of, like, my meditation was about me just actually going all in, and I've been trying to figure out what that looked like. I feel like for the past 2 years, like, what that really looked like, and I feel like what I plan to do, because I'm not going to say I hope, because I'm actually going to take actionable steps to do this, is I plan to actualize, like, figure out what the start of that looks like and then actually receive that out of 2024.
I know a good crack when I hear that.
But yeah, that's what I'm planning to get out of 2024, is the actualization of me going all in on me, like, and my hopes, my dreams, and bringing all of that to light. Like, this, I know it's just, like, going to be the start of it, but still, just doing it and not just thinking about it and hoping for it and wondering if one day, you know, it'd be a Disney movie in your head and it'd be like, nah, just do the thing. Right. So, what about y'all?
For me, I feel like it's similar to yours. I want to basically live full. So that goes back to living at my fullest potential, living at my edge. And I spent the last 29 years, maybe 28 and a half years, being cool. I've just been cool. So I do stuff. So I do stuff in a way where it's cool. If I make the mark, cool. If I don't make the mark, I mean, I wasn't really trying for it. I'm chilling. But now I just give my all, everything that I, in everything that I'm doing, just give my all. So I may be
in a cool way.
It's gonna be, it's still gonna be cool, because that's just, like, innate. That's an innate feature of me. But and knowing that, I know that I create what cool is, essentially. Well, at least for myself.
This is cool, Breeze. 2024.
But I was going to say, so, like, when I'm speaking, I do want to speak a lot more passionately. it's still gonna be cool and smooth, but the passion gotta be there. And this goes back to choosing happiness, like doing the stuff that makes me happy over me just doing stuff to try to get a quick check or something like that. So just be me, be my most authentic, the most authentic version of me in whatever moment that is.
That's good.
Cool breeze.
Cool breeze. Yep. It's like cool breeze from the east.
For me, I think the most thing I'm looking for is looking to get out of 2024 is probably experience, just like to be able to experience the things that I've talked about or dreamed about, which is similar to you guys, but yeah, just getting a chance to actually walk in that experience of whatever that is. And whether it's, you know, they have you say affirmations, but it's like a lot of the stuff is like I haven't got a chance to experience it, so I'm just excited to experience it and just go out there and experience it. And of course, living at my age, like be staying open and really sharing, to be honest. I think that's like you don't get like sharing regardless of like what the other person or what other people are going to like, whatever, regardless of what their reaction is, like just putting it out there just to see whatever it is. That it is like, cool, I put this out there because I made this because I liked it and I really don't care if you like it. And just like seeing like how that, like, I don't even, to be honest, like, at this point I don't even care how it's received. I just want to get it out so I can work on the next thing or make room for whatever else the next thing is. So that's pretty much the basis of what I'm looking for the 2024.
I like that. I started laughing because I had a random thought. So when I was editing the standard, or I was listening back to it when I was getting the clip, I believe, and I heard the music in the background, I'm like initially I was like, ew, am I trying too hard? like I'm just like, why would I even say that? Am I trying too hard? Because I put some music.
Just put a little instrumental in the back. Because like, cool.
I know.
Is this cool?
And I made the instrumental.
Yeah, you
saying,
did.
I'm saying it's cool to try. I just want you to know, like, it's cool. I mean, you know that now, I'm sure, but I think for years I was in a similar space where it's like, nah, I ain't gotta do that. I'm chilling. Like, it's cool. But it's like, nah, it's cool to try stuff. Like, people see you trying stuff and they want to try it because you were invested in it. So just because you, like you said, being passionate, you passionate about something, like, yo, what? Why he really like making music this much? Right. Let me see what's going on. He like making cakes this much. Let me try some of the food that he be baking.
Right.
And it's like just based off of seeing somebody else's passion, it usually brings people towards whatever you're doing.
And but, I think it also makes people well, first of all, Erica said she liked the instrumental.
Thank you. I made them both.
So, I was going to say, and I think it helps people to be more comfortable with trying things that they want to try too. Because I think that, I mean, of course, we all grew up with this, like, you know, the image of what cool is. Like, you know, you see the movies, you watch TV, you go to school, blah, blah, blah. There's a certain image that is displayed that of what cool is supposed to look like, right? Or, and that thing that is cool is usually the person, it's like effortless for them. They don't gotta try, blah, blah, blah. But on the outside, it just looks effortless. So then you think like, oh, or they're like the super nonchalant character or whatever. And then it's like, when you get into real life, we care about stuff. Like, you know, that's just what it is. Like, we were meant to care about stuff. So trying new things, even caring about like what people think, of course it can be a hindrance, but it's like we are designed to have those thoughts. Pushing them out of the way is like good, but it's also like, yeah, just try new things. Like, if I want to try I was gonna say ice skating, I already know how to do that. If I want to try snowboarding or something like that, I'll try snowboarding. If I'm terrified because I feel like I'm gonna fall, it's okay to say, I'm actually scared to do this, but I'm gonna try it anyways because it's something I always wanted to try. Like, this guy wants to jump out of a plane. I'm terrified, but I'm gonna go with him because, you know, that's love.
jumping out of a plane.
But also it's like I never thought that I would want to try this, but because you want to try it so bad, I'm like, I'll do it. Like,
closest thing we got to flying.
I think being
Dolo, like, I mean, by yourself, but like outside of the
hang gliding, that I feel like that's close. I feel like that's closer to flying than
that's somebody pulling you. You're not really flying.
Hang gliding.
Yeah, that's
you're not being pulled.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I'm thinking of the
listen.
Air sailing.
Yeah, that's how
I'm
not the first person. That, our friends have already done it.
People have already done it.
Yeah, our friends have already saying? Done it. So
Sierra, friend of the show, she did it. She seemed like she enjoying life.
Oh, she. I think she did. She went twice.
Exhilarating.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Eric was at Godspeed.
Get that fear out your system. That's so, what it is. Let that fear go.
And that's what will happen in 2024.
Let fear go.
But dang, I forgot what I was. Oh, it encourages people to want to try things more. So Damani wants to jump out of a plane, so I'm gonna go with him because at first I was just gonna watch.
Oh, that's boring.
But I was like,
boo! I do that to me, boo!
As I'm falling, boo!
But I decided I'm going to go too. Please record that picture. Got you. I got you. I definitely will. Woo. But I think, yeah, that encourages people to want to try things more. Yeah. Because they realize, like, oh, you just like me. A lot of times, that's literally what it is. Like, oh, I thought I was the only person who wanted to do this thing.
I was gonna say with caring.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were at.
With caring, that creates or that forces you to show a little bit of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I feel like that'd be the problem with caring. Why people don't want, because you have to be vulnerable to care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, care out loud.
And you gotta be vulnerable to share.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring. Because you gotta be vulnerable for both. But I
that wasn't even a joke.
But it makes sense. It actually, like, connects. Because you do, like, you really have to be vulnerable. I mean, yeah, even to care. I mean, yeah, to actually care, to genuinely care, to fake like you care, now that's a different thing. But to genuinely care, you gotta be a little bit of vulnerable.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of vulnerable.
Just a little bit of.
But I was gonna say, I also think culture makes it seem like. Like, if you see somebody care, like, oh, you care? That's almost like it's corny to care. And it's like, I mean, I don't think you should care about everything. Like, there's some things that you probably, like, because caring requires energy. So sometimes it's like, you don't need to care about everybody's problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the problem that you do care about, there's some stuff you should care about. You like, there's some stuff that probably should affect you. But in just enjoying when it comes to, like, creating and doing things that you like, and just in general, I think it's important to care. Because, again, like I said, it inspires other people to care about something. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, just seeing your enthusiasm, like for me, growing up watching the Jamie Foxx show, right? Seeing him sing so much, I was never thinking, before that, I wasn't thinking about singing. Like, I was never, but like, see, I was like, oh wow, that looks fun. And I was like, he was having a time. I was like, all right, and it encouraged me to want to do it, so that it's not like, before then, I was like, I would have never done that. I'm not doing that. That looks. But once you see somebody else doing it, like, no, maybe I could. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. All of that. So that was the first example that came to my mind.
That's a good example, though, because, like, you literally just watching them on TV. It's not even like you that was a personal interaction. Like, it can be that simple as you see somebody else caring about something. It could be up close. It could be from a distance. And then you're like, oh, I wonder if I care about something. Right. Then maybe you figure it out. Maybe you're heartless. We don't know. It's like, I'm playing.
Life is simple. It's not easy, but it's very simple.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's complex, but it's simple.
It's so simple that it's complex.
Yes, that too. But I feel like that's one of the things that that's one of the reasons why I am excited about 2024, because I'm starting to see how simple a lot of things are, like that I've overcomplicated throughout my life. So like now I'm just like, oh, well, that was easier than I thought. Or if I would just sit down for 2 seconds and stop trying to do everything, maybe I could actually get a clear vision of what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Or get some energy to finish what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Yes, maybe my eyes will close and I'll get an actual nap. Like, it's what?
You go and then I'll go.
I was going to say, it's as simple as that a lot of times, but we overcomplicate it. What was you about to say?
A Hemi sinked into the slumber last night. My goodness. I woke up. He said, it was right before he said, wake up. I did the meditation into the slumber. It was on accident. It might have been like 12. Yeah, it was like 12-ish because it was after I took a shower. So, I'm about to do this and then I'm going to go to sleep. As soon as it started,
It was
he just talking, and then in my mind I'm like, you know what, this voice is very soothing, and I'm laying down, I'm not sitting up, I'm laying down across my bed. So I'm just laying down, and I got a pillow prop behind my now, you know, man, comfortable. They say get comfortable. At first I'm like this, like my hands is on my head, and they just like release all like any tension, any stress, whatever. So I was like, you know what, they say stress and tension is like
in your neck, in your
throat area. Yeah. So I'm like, let me put these arms down. So then I just loosen up and I'm just corpse pose. So I'm just laying there. The next thing I know, they like, and I wake up. I probably woke up because Nova, she started moving and I heard her. So then I start trying to do it, but I just woke up. So I'm like, kind of delusional, like my is not hun. So I'm like, and then it stopped, and I'm like, dang, it's about to be over. He said, I'm gonna count to three.
And then, wake up.
I'm like, that was a good one. That was a good sleep. But sharing is caring.
Speaking of falling asleep, we was doing yoga yesterday. So we go through the whole practice. We laying there. And then the ladies, she's like, now I'm going to say some gentle affirmations.
That's how they're using that voice.
Right. And then, so she says the first one, and I say it, and I'm like, all right, cool. I can't remember what it was at this moment. It was like, and I'm going to say it was like, I am powerful or something. Right. So I say it, and all to my right, all I hear is, I was like, like, yeah, I'm laying there, but I pick my arm, but I'm like, all right. And then the second one, I am abundant. And then by the third one, she eventually woke up. And then, but like the third one came, and she's like, what was the first one? Because she was sleeping. She was knocked out.
I was sleeping.
So the third one came, and she's like, what was the first one? I'm like, I have no idea. I can't remember. I'm trying to hit this.
I was distracted.
I have no idea. I was like, I think it was something about powerful or divine connection or something. She was like, nah, that was the third one. I was like, we just said the third one. I was like, yo, this is crazy. But I was like, I understood because that's happened to me before.
For how it was the vocal lesson.
You'd be like, whoa, what?
She was out of here.
She was out of here way before we got to it. I told y'all I've been tired. But yesterday, oh my gosh. She said do Shavasana. I did Shavasana.
Corpse pose.
I was there. I was in it. And next thing I knew,
I was gone.
I thought I was in my bed.
What?
And then I heard her say something about affirmations, so I was trying to catch up. I was just trying to catch up, y'all. I'm really over here crying now.
That is crazy. When I tell you, because I was in my head, so I said it, but I was a little delayed. But the slurred word part threw my brain all the way off.
Mine too. I thought you were going to just say she started snoring or something.
Nah.
Or she ain't say nothing. But he was like,
I was waking up.
Yeah, I was like,
I heard her affirmations. Once she said affirmations, my mom was like, "You're not supposed to be asleep. We're doing yoga, sis. Wake up."
I was like, "Whoa!" I was like, "We haven't even been laying here that long. It's been like 30 seconds."
It really was like 30 seconds of silence, and I was gone. I mean, like, I was having dreams already.
It's that laying down after the yoga. My goodness, laying down after the yoga is a different type of experience because I feel like it's because you are already so calm and relaxed. Mm-hmm. It might have been a little workout, but now it's like, I'm finally done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, peace. Man.
And then it's
over. Great. Man, I was gone. And then, I mean, the vocalizing, I told y'all I was tired. I wasn't expecting me to fall asleep 3 nights in a row while he was doing it.
That's funny.
But this is why I'm going to find my routine so that I can really reset and regroup because I realized I have been, like, really tired. And I got to start sleeping with my Hurts music again, too. But anyways, 2024, we'll be awake after yoga.
During yoga.
Is there anything specifically y'all are looking to do differently in comparison to this year?
Consistency and passion. Confidence meets consistency meets compassion.
Compassion.
I'm looking to do more of what I said. Like, do more of what, like, mm-hmm. I...
Slow bait. I'm going to throw some jokes out there, too. 2024.
I was trying to hold it together, even though you said it.
With the straight face.
Right.
I should. I had to look. I was like, did he just say I should? Is that in my head?
He said it's so calm.
Because she said I say. And I was like,
I say.
I was like, I'm going to keep going because I'm not going to lose my point.
I hope you didn't lose it.
Woo! All right.
It's faded.
All right, I'm going to do more of what I say. And, what was the question again?
Do differently.
Okay, more of what I say. And just execute more. Stop it!
You want me to repeat the question one more time just to make sure we're on the same page?
What's the question?
I said, is there anything that you want to do that you're going to do differently next year?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely next year.
Definitely.
Alright. You need to go again?
Oh, shit.
Kapow!
Alright. I'm going to do more of what I say. And just execute more of my ideas. And I'm going to focus on having fun and enjoying life next year, too.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I was, I think that I had it in my mind that I was playing catch up. Because I was just now getting serious about certain things. And I'm not playing catch up because I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. So in accepting that and continuing to grow and move forward, I'm going to enjoy life because life is supposed to be lived. As we said a million, trillion, billion podcasts ago, mm-hmm. I don't know which episode was probably in all of them. So go watch the whole playlist. But what about you?
He can go before he loses his point.
I don't got no point.
Oh, I thought you said you need to go again.
I ain't need to go. I can't go again.
Oh, right.
You know, confidence.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking more. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm walking. Mm-hmm. Yep. All that. What he said.
Walking that.
Yeah. Walking my confidence.
Mm. Meets passion and compassion. Uh-huh. Is it compassion or compassion?
Compassion.
Compassion. Compassion. Compassionate. Yeah. Word. You know, I'm going to just enjoy life. Like you said, have fun.
It was me.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna just have fun, enjoy life. Spend use my energy towards the things that I wanna do. Have fun,
with everything and every moment, because like you just said, life is meant to be lived. And also, I am going to follow the Alpha Man handbook and follow the black girlies. If I don't do anything else, I will follow the black girlies because they will lead you to success.
And y'all gonna get some content on that in the Patreon at some point.
What am I doing differently? Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I probably, similar to y'all, can walk into confidence and just doing it. Like, there's literally, I want to cut down the amount of time between the idea and the execution.
Yes. That's
really the main thing. Because I feel like there's so much hesitation in between, like, so much thought. I don't need to think about it. I already thought about it. Let's just do it. Like, that's just, I feel like Kevin Hart when I said that. That was weird. Anyway, that was a side note. But, yeah, I want to cut that amount of time down. And just, again, like I said before, just experience. Like, I just want to be able to, like, experience all that I've dreamed of, planned, and more, because I have no idea what that looks like, and so going forward, it's like and I want to try and stop talking myself out of things. Like,
it's too late now. Mm-hmm. I'm already here.
Might as well finish. So that's where I'm at with it.
You know, today I decided that I was going to be the most confident version of myself, and like in doing that, I haven't been, like, I guess, critiquing myself on as many things. Like, when I was recording today, I just allowed myself to be the recording artist and not be the recording artist and the engineer and the producer and the manager all at one time. Like, and that helped me cut down on even just second-guessing what I was doing.
Did you end up liking it, or you still not?
I mean, I still got it. I was just doing I wound up doing the demos instead because I'm congested, so I could hear like the nasal noise. Yeah. You know how it sounds when you like super duper stopped up on certain words? It sounds like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, it sounds like that on certain words, and I was like, it ain't sound that bad, but that was a little exaggerated, but I could hear it enough that I was like, I'm not gonna be happy with this. So I was like, let me do the demos like y'all was telling me to do, so I could just at least lay that down, and then I can move on to practicing more songs too. But I was able to, I did like a lot of what I did though, and I was able to just allow myself to create and not critique, so in turn it wasn't as many of like the second guessing thoughts, or even like when I was editing a video I was just working on, wasn't second guessing myself. I was just trying stuff. So I want to do more of that. Like, walking in my confidence to stop second guessing myself. Just do stuff.
Something that's been helping me do that, which you're talking about, and just the specifically in regards to the recording portion, just like finishing the thing that I started before I move on to the next thing. Literally everything almost everything that I do, it's like I'm doing it while thinking about the very next thing. So like, even as I was doing my morning pages, I'm writing one thing and I'm thinking about where the next part of the sentence is going. I'm like, bro, you didn't even finish writing this letter.
Right.
Finish writing. Drop. You didn't need, the A still don't even got the lines in it yet. Mm-hmm. It don't even, like, you didn't even finish doing the H yet. It's just it's a straight line. So it's like, why are we thinking about the next line is gonna be? Finish what you're doing here, and then you can get to that whenever you get to it. And I think that's been helping me do that same thing. When you're recording, you are the artist. When you are writing, you are the person who had all of the emotions that felt whatever it was. Like, you don't have to do
everything.
Yeah, like you don't have to be the market, the branding, right, the branding specialist when you're trying to write. I don't even know if this is good enough to go out yet. This is not the time to decide how we gonna get this next to McDonald's. Like, I don't know how we. This is the time to just make this stuff and do that. You know,
I would actually call y'all if y'all endorse like some type of fast food or something.
I know I said McDonald's.
That's all brand.
Yeah, I would.
You would call us and be like, is everything okay at home?
Yeah, I would definitely ask. I'm like, y'all backslide?
Just like when we saw that Domino's at the door. Y'all, let me tell you.
Man.
Me and Devontae's out of town, right? So, we of course, we got a camera on our door. But, so, we see pizza getting delivered. Like,
the app goes off, so we looking, and we like, is, I was like, Damani, is that Domino's? Who ordering Domino's?
He got a friend over? And, he having a party?
And here, right.
That's crazy.
I think I was meditating, right? And Nova just started barking. She going crazy. I'm like, she usually only do that if somebody is here, like somebody at the door. But I ain't hearing nothing. So, and I'm meditating, and I don't feel like getting up. It's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, ain't nobody here. If somebody here, they not here no more. What time?
It was like 7.
It was dark outside.
It was dark, but yeah. We were still at his friend's house. So.
Oh, well, felt like it was 9. But
it get dark at like 6 o'clock now.
I was like, if somebody was here, they're not here anymore because she's at the door mm-hmm. going crazy right now. And then you call me and I'm like, phone is ringing. Like, you got Domino's?
Yeah, I was like, are you? I was like, did you just order Domino's? Like, Domino's.
So we didn't go through 7 days of detox for you to eat some cheese and some tomato sauce from Domino's.
And you've been vegan for
at least get some plant-based pizza.
Right. And then the Domino's person just put it on the floor. Like, hold on.
I'm glad he was still on the side because it was at least 10, 15 minutes went by. Maybe not 10, 15, 5 to 10 minutes went by. And he was just still sitting in the car. And I'm like, you dropped off the pizza? Yeah, I ain't ordered no pizza. And he was looking at the app, and I gave him the pizza bag. I was like, yeah, this not mine. I don't indulge. I don't subscribe to this.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm glad y'all called, because somebody would have been upset.
Right, and I was concerned. Because I was like, Who ordered pizza? Like, maybe he got somebody over, but also, like, I hope you're not eating this Domino's. Mm-hmm. And we was just talking about Domino's while we was at his friend's house.
So it was y'all.
I guess so. Yeah, we ain't order it. We was just talking about how we can't eat it anymore.
That would be a heck of a temptation. Trying to send somebody Domino's that don't eat. Then they're like, oh, my bad. Wrong address.
It's a test.
Enjoy.
I thought your fridge was empty.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I had to check on you, make sure everything was good. But, whew. But yeah, 2024.
Sharing is caring.
Won't be ordering Domino's.
Yep.
But
I'm excited for things inside of 2024.
Things inside.
Inside of 2024. Nah. I will be 30.
Right.
So I'm getting my life in order. My life is in order. You know?
It's all good.
I ignore the... everything doesn't need to be spoken on. You know, I vibrate here. You know, you can't even see the top of my hand. And that's how high I vibrate. You can't even see how high I vibrate. You know, I am a light. I am a beacon of light. You know, and I act as such. So, everything doesn't need to be speaking on or commentated on.
It don't need to be what?
Spoken on.
See what happens? See what happens? Y'all coming up. He said speaking on.
Ah, that was a good one.
I was going to let you rock. Once you said that.
Speaking. It ain't going to be speaking on.
Once you said that, and then commentated.
She was like, bro, I hope we stick the landing.
Hold on.
Hope we stick the landing.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, whoop. Oh, man.
Show us a little.
Hey. Oh, man. It's going to be plenty more laughs in 2024. I know that for a fact.
And I'm gonna be well-dressed all 2024.
Yeah, I'm going to go shopping.
Word.
I'm going to treat myself.
I actually want to make my clothes.
You can make me some clothes, too.
This is why they say don't share so much, because people start putting expectations or suggestions and you be like, hold on, that's a little too much pressure, people.
Too much chip on your dip.
Dip on your chip.
Oh, word.
I forgot where we was at. Oh, you said you excited for things inside.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the four stuff. in store. Come on.
The food show. We revamping the food show. Like we elevating y'all. It's some things coming.
Elevation.
I know we've been saying that, and well, we're slowly rolling them out. We had to develop the things. And we're doing everything ourselves at the moment. So, all of our personal stuff and our collective stuff, we are all doing by ourselves. So, you know, be patient with us. But we got some great things coming down the pipeline. We revamping some stuff. But that's another thing. A lot of things that we started, even with the gray area, like, we just had to start. We couldn't hesitate on them, because honestly, if we didn't start this podcast when we started it, we probably would have never started this podcast. If we're being completely honest, we're figuring stuff out as we go, because that's what we have to do, because we love doing the podcast. So along with the other stuff that we've been developing, like, we're just revamping. We are rebranding. We are just pulling everything together, making it cohesive. But you guys will have some great stuff to see very, 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 very soon. Is there, and I kind of don't want to ask this question.
You don't have to do nothing, Quinn.
I'm not going to ask this question. What do you have a favorite moment in 2023?
When I got off social media.
I'm gonna say the detox. When I took my only because I didn't know it was gonna be like that. And I was like, I think that was the most unknown thing I've done that this year, I think. Like, I had no idea what that was like. So I'm about to do what?
Yeah.
Not you? Come on, man. I ain't never not chewed, man. I mean, I'm like, I didn't take my 34 chew.
Not you. I ain't never not you. I'm talking about like, I ain't never put myself first.
Chew your juice.
Yeah, I mean, I was chewing. That's what I'm saying, but like,
it ain't silence? Nothing there.
Yeah, but that was probably the most unknown thing that I've done, because again, I mean, 12-week year was a big thing as well. There was a lot of unknowns that I liked, but I'm gonna say detox, then 12-week. Detox, 12-week year, they're like this close, like this, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say when I got off social media, because it was for me, like when I stopped posting everything and I see y'all later. That was for me. So that was amazing. The EP, it's good.
That was last year?
That was, this is...
2023.
That was this year, I mean. That was this year?
Not Lonely Loner.
The coming soon.
It's still, and then since I learned about stacking, now I'm going back. And in certain parts, certain areas, that must be stacked because it's not full enough. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the 16th stack like Michael Jackson. It might just be two. But it's going to be more than one. And I'm not just copying and dragging, copying and pasting. Nah, we recording it until it is how it is. And then I can pan.
Don't give away all the sauce. Don't give away all the secrets. The Krabby Patty formula.
You have to. That's what keep you back. Right, keep you right, back. Right, I can pan right. Certain things, certain spots, mix certain things, certain elements, how they need to be mixed, you know. It's going to be fun. While I'm recording, I'm just the recording artist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to figure out the engineering aspect, because I'll be having grandiose ideas and then I don't know how it's going to get done. So then I'll be like, let me just do the simplest thing. I'll be doing one track. I ain't doing no... Remember I told you I'm only doing my leads. That's it. I ain't doing no backgrounds. Yeah. But now I'm back.
For those who don't know what he's talking about, it's similar to like if you were building a house and it's like, all right, I know I'm building the house, but if you also knew that you had to paint the house, you'd be like, all right, I'm not about to make the house huge so that I have to paint 15 rooms. We getting 3 rooms so that I can only have to paint 3 rooms. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much
what the studio apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Four walls.
You know, just so for those who don't know, that's why he was saying it. You know, he was, like, we had this thing where we were like, hey, I'm not, if I know I'm mixing it, I'm not bothered to give myself 38 tracks for me. Said somebody I paid.
Right. Yeah, but nah, it's gonna be fun. And then that goes into having fun. These last since I came back, I've been focused and fixated on, like you said, you was behind. So I'm like, I got all this time to catch up, boom, boom. Now I'm focusing on just working instead of having fun. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first time, like you was like, yeah, you was recording up there. Still got to go back and record, but yesterday was the first time in some weeks that I was actually like just having fun. Mm-hmm. And then that goes back to the passion. The song that I was recording, it needed passion because of the context of the song. I need to say it passionately. I can't just smooth it out. I can't just be cool and talking about cheaper to keep it. Mm-hmm. Nah. Passion. Mm-hmm.
Nah. Action. Okay. I have my some of my favorite moments from 2023. Learn how to make beats.
That was this year.
Our creator weekends that we did, that was like the start of it all. And I think we should do some more of those in 2024, to be honest.
This was a long year. My God.
We learned how to mix this year.
That was last year.
That was
when TJ told us.
That was
before my last EP. That was last year. That was 2022. Because that was the week I was supposed to.
So then, when did John teach us? Wasn't this last year?
It was in that same year.
Yeah, it was last year. End of the year. No.
It was.
John didn't teach us this year.
No, it was a couple weeks after.
I didn't know.
Because I remember. Because I was like, "Wow, we learned from."
Oh yeah, it was all like the same. We were supposed to, and then we did the songwriting one, and we were supposed to do the merch one.
We did that. We did it in the kitchen.
We definitely did. We did. Can't look at him like
look
that.
Look at that. See what happens? Mm-hmm. Oh, don't look at me.
Ah. Yeah, but then this year we actually put the
stuff into motion.
Yeah, and it's like
we were applying the knowledge that we gained from last year. So that was one of my favorite moments of 2023. The argument I had with God about giving up chicken. That was an hour-long battle. That was one of our favorite moments. I don't know why. I know people be thinking I sounded crazy, but like I was literally, me and God was arguing.
I ain't giving up chicken, Jody.
That's basically how I felt. That's how I felt.
Hand me the bird. give up the legs. No more fried chicken. No more wings.
That's how I felt. So, that was one of my favorite moments. I'll say going to the Women Evolve conference.
Dang, man, we were doing a lot of stuff this year. My goodness.
Was really fun. And then also, I would say, I'm going to say the detox, too.
The detox was fun after because we wasn't alone.
Yeah, like looking back on it,
that's why I said it. It wasn't because of the actual experience. That was hellacious.
It was what? Hellacious?
Hellacious.
That what that mean?
I think it means like strenuous.
Somebody look that up.
Somebody do the Googles. It might be on the, it's not, never mind. I'm
not even gonna say it. It might be wrong. But yeah, looking back on it, and like we was really in the trenches together.
Just in the dumb times in the trenches, because it was funny. I think it was like, and you're going through it, and I'm like, I might think I'm going through it, and I look to my right, and I'd be like, oh, they going through it. All right.
Yeah.
And
hellacious means very great, bad, or overwhelming. So you
okay? Okay. Cool.
That's a very
It's
a very. It's either very ambiguous, great, very bad. Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, it means everything.
Yeah. So it just means extreme.
Yeah. Okay, so you said it was very hellacious. It was very extreme. It was extreme. But yeah. So like you were asleep. He tapped out a couple times. It was like, I couldn't drink no more vegetable juice. And then for me, once we went outside and came back, I was done.
That could be why I was outside every day, coming back, fresh air.
And then coming back to the smell of vegetables. I was like, I cannot. I'm not going to make it.
But you did.
Yeah.
And it was like detox. So, like, our bodies were detoxifying, so
yeah,
it didn't just It released through the pores and everything too. So it's like, it's just like a detox smell in the air. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, yo, this is.
Yeah. It was giving hospital.
But we made it through, guys.
But yeah,
we
so.
We back.
I think those were my favorite moments of 2023.
I got another one. When I bought them shoes. That was my first time buying shoes in a minute, in a long time. And I was like, you know what? I actually missed this feeling.
You know what? Going shopping this year.
Yeah, when I was in Jersey, I was, I bought one pair of pants and I was like, but what if I don't want to wear those?
I was about to, if we weren't shopping for something specific, I was about to just start buying stuff. Cause like, I forgot how much I actually like shopping. It's wild when you become an adult that you get so caught up in like working and regular stuff and
adult like, foolery.
Adult foolery that you forget what you actually enjoy.
Hellacious activity.
Did you forget what you actually enjoy doing? And then when you finally get the chance to do it, you're like, oh wow, like I didn't realize how much I like shopping. But I used to be shopping, especially when I was in college.
Yeah, she had a problem.
Where was I getting the money from? I don't know. But I was buying clothes. I had clothes. I was buying shoes. I was an online shopper for real, but nonetheless, I was a shopper.
I like going into the store.
I like going into the store because when we were home, I used to go into the stores all the time. But I found stuff online that I liked that was different from in the store. So then I wound up becoming, and I didn't like waiting in lines. I don't really like waiting in lines.
Man, the stores up north was better to me. After we went to the whatever that market was, wherever we was at, we was looking for next to Dillard's. I'm going to some of the same stores. The selection here, I was like, this is trash. I go in, I'm like, this is what I was looking for. Why didn't they have this on the mannequin back where I'm at?
Right.
Like, what is this?
Yeah. Different audience.
Yeah, I'm like, who wearing this?
The dresses is up north.
For you. You said the dress? You said the dressers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just said dresses. I was like, I'm not wearing
the dress. No, the dressers.
I don't fully subscribe to that statement.
You said it's a different audience.
Yeah, it's a different audience, but they got dresses.
All right.
They got dresses.
I don't know. I ain't really been shopping out here.
I just want to let you know.
Anyways.
You're not even from them.
Right. You're not even from here.
I'm just saying they got dresses.
I'm not saying they don't.
I'm not saying that they don't have dressers down here. I was just saying.
I was just saying, I don't subscribe to that. So when they say...
I couldn't find nothing when I was down here. I wasn't looking for nothing down here.
You're talking about the stores?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, like, the people.
No. I was talking about how they cater to the audience.
Mm,
yeah. I wasn't talking about the actual people. I know it's people down here that can dress.
Oh, they buyers is trash. That's what she was saying. Not bad buyers.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Buyers. But it'll be like the same store, just in a new...
Different location.
Different location. I'd be like, why is this selection so much better than this other selection? I'm like, why?
Like, it's the same brand.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it was weird to me, but... That was a fun time. Shopping was a fun time.
Shopping was fun. But yeah, I think that wraps up my moments. As of now, yes.
Word. There's still a few weeks left.
But actually... Cause y'all watching this, when y'all watching this, we about to enter into 2024. So we may have added a few extra favorite moments on the back end, but y'all find out eventually. Maybe, maybe not. We'll keep those for ourselves, I guess. But do y'all have any? Okay, what's one thing?
Hey, yo.
Extendo pod.
Go ahead.
Part two.
Okay. I guess what is one thing that you want to tell, or one piece of advice that you want to give to the 2023 version of yourself as they enter into 2024?
Have fun. Have fun with the stuff that you love. because that's you supposed to be doing anyway.
That's good stuff. I'm gonna take the first half of his and yeah, have fun and just, I would say, just immerse yourself in it, like, just get lost in it. And of course, you know, do it like nobody's watching, because at the end of the day, nobody watching until they watching.
And I got one more. Be open to different things, different experiences, and just be open to everything.
Didn't want to miss nothing, you know. I'm open, receiving,
Shakoya, you can go.
I would say, well, same thing that you guys started off with. I'm just going to take your beginning. But, yeah, so have fun. I would say enjoy life. Let me change it. Enjoy life. And be okay, or allow yourself to accept the blessings that God has for you in whatever form that they come. Trust yourself. Sometimes what you're doing is not gonna make sense right then and there. It may not make sense to everybody else. It may not make sense, complete sense to you. But trust yourself and trust what God has told you and instilled in you. And do the damn thing. Just do it. And yeah, do the things that you love. Don't forget about you. But also, shine your light. That is it.
Or I had another one too. Mm-hmm. To just be yourself in every moment.
And always.
He's still in our whole flow, by the way.
He is, definitely.
You know what else I learned this year? Still like an all.
Thank y'all for joining us for this live, amazing podcast. It's only getting better from here. The Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area, woo!
I am Bad Boy Bree! Bad Breezington, signing out.
I'm Shakoya D.
I'm Damani.
And don't forget to
like, share, subscribe, and join the Patreon for the low price of not one, not two, but three of them dollars. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like getting a little bit more, you can. But for the low price, you can get three, and it'll be all right. Amen.
Right. So with that, you'll get access to this podcast live and early, as well as other content, including The Standard by Breeze, as well as our food review show.
Who made this?
Which will be back, and better than ever. And as well as other content that we have on the way. We thank you guys. We appreciate all of you. Thank you to the good people who have already joined our Patreon. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area. And thank you to everyone who will be joining our Patreon. We appreciate y'all and welcome to the Gray Area. We will see you guys next week.
The Gray. Got on.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Got on the gray hoodie.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.